A group of elected officials from Arizona last week met with some of their counterparts in Sonora, Mexico, and agreed to create what they're calling the Arizona-Sonora Binational Megaregion. This follows the announcement that Phoenix will open a trade office in Mexico City later this year, and several other cross-border trade agreements and other deals. Michael Levant is the mayor of Youngtown and the incoming chair of the Maricopa Association of Governments Regional Council, which helped organize the trip.
We're actually looking at bootstrapping an economic binational mega region that straddles the border. And we went down last Thursday and Friday, and we actually signed our letter of intent, and we're looking at building trade on both sides of the border.
Is this mostly a trade kind of thing?
It is. We're looking. Well, I mean, I should say a trade is one dimension, a large dimension of what we're trying to accomplish. But we're really looking at trying to improve and add to the economy in both Sonora, Mexico, and Arizona.
How is this going to be different in your mind from organizations like the Arizona-Mexico Commission and the trade office that the state and Phoenix and some others have been trying to open in Mexico?
Well, you know, as far as the office in Mexico City, MAG is actually part of that. MAG is actually one of the partners. We at MAG, we've provided some financial resources to help make that happen. It's all part of a concerted and coordinated effort to improve relations with Mexico, and in particular with the state of Sonora.
Is there any danger of sort of duplicating efforts with what this effort is trying to do and some of the others?
You know, there's always that danger, but I think there's enough coordination, and everyone that is involved is being pretty transparent about what they're doing. I think there's enough coordination that rather than duplicate efforts, I think we're going to be enhancing each other's efforts.
Do you think that different countries have to be on friendly terms to be trading partners? I mean, Arizona and Mexico are pretty big trading partners as it is, and the relationship has kind of ebbed and flowed over the years. But I mean, do you think the countries have to be on sort of friendly terms to enhance that?
I think it certainly helps, and that's part of what I want to emphasize. We were down there. Yes, we're looking for ways to build trade and build the economy, but we're also looking for ways to build trust with our counterparts on the Mexican side of the border. And I think it does help if you have a positive relationship with your border country. I think it enhances trade. I tell people all the time, I'd love to get to the point where we have the same problems at the Mexican border that we have at the Canadian border, namely none.
What do you think is the best case scenario to come out of this agreement? What do you think will be like the best tangible result that Arizonans and Valley residents will be able to see coming out of this?
To me, it's certainly the first step is going to be figuring out ways to enhance the trade between Arizona and Mexico, figuring out ways to improve the border situation between Mexico and Arizona, so we can really look at I think that's kind of low hanging fruit. We can do that, and we can quickly begin to enhance our trade.
Youngtown Mayor Michael Levant is the incoming chair of the MAG Regional Council.